Hello to all my friends at Game Fix. It's me, Mario. Woo-hoo.
Hey, it's Frank Grillo.
This is Roger Clark.
This is Master Daniel Pacina.
This is Lucy Pohl.
This is John St. John.
And you're listening to my favorite,
the Game Fix podcast.
Game Fix Show.
The Game Fix Show. Yeah, them boys, they're pretty funny.
I think right now in this world, it's all about the crossovers.
We are there. This is happening. This is the next step. I'm telling you right now, man.
It's that wait and attack pattern where they give you an opening and then you have to strike them, knock them down like, I don't know, two or three times, and then you defeat them.
All right, partner. You know what time it is.
Let's go crazy! Go crazy!
Welcome to another edition of Game Fix Podcast. I am Spanish, and with me, as always, is Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hello.
And then there's that one guy, the one, the only, the Jack.
Don't get it wrong.
Jack from the Canned Air Podcast, gracing us with his presence. We need the big guns to fill in for Verlaine, so that's why he's here. Or maybe he's just bored. I don't know. I don't even know why he's here, but we'll figure that out.
Me either.
Yeah, who knows?
How did I get here?
Randomly occurs.
He just shows up.
All right. Well, we got a lot to get into. Guys, the multiverse, it's taking a break. We'll get into that. Don't worry. I know. Yes. Mike was like, oh, I want to just talk about it. We will, Mike. I promise. Although the Suicide Squad can't catch a break, like what I did there.
Clever.
Big surprise.
Yes. And Liv Tyler. You know, you guys remember who Liv Tyler is? She used to be the daughter of Steven Tyler. I believe she still is.
She used to be.
I believe she still is. She may be making a comeback, and we will get into that. That is actually almost about as breaking as this show gets, because it was just announced in the last hour. So, but we will get to that. So, but let's do like we always do, and we got to talk about what we've been gaming. Jack, you were supposed to be on the show last week too.
Yeah, but it
just happens. It's all good. So why don't you start us off, kick us off? What have you been playing this week, sir?
Not a lot new. Overwatch and Grounded, of course. I did dabble a little bit more into Midnight Suns, which lasted 20 minutes, I think. Just long enough to talk to some people. Go do a battle and then talk to a couple more people, and then I was done. Yeah.
Yep. That's about how that goes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's cool,
I
though.
Think, yeah, that's all I've played this last couple weeks.
Okay. Cool. That's it? Wow. That was like the fastest ever.
I know.
I guess we did play some Grounded like we usually do. So,
right.
There's that. I guess I'll just go because now I just kind of started anyway. Sorry, Mike. But no, I actually played a new game. I did.
Oh, you did. That's right.
I did. I got into some Diablo 4, the beta. It was an open beta this past weekend. I believe, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they're doing more than just the one weekend, right? So we'll be getting more of these weekends.
So, yeah.
At least another one. But okay. Spanish, say something about what Diablo 4. Tell us about your experience with Diablo 4. Well, if you've ever played Diablo, yeah,
it's Diablo. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine. It's great. I mean, whatever. I mean, if you love Diablo, you're going to love Diablo 4 because it's exactly like the rest of them.
Yeah, it's a series that really does have like a if it's not broke, don't fix it mentality.
Yeah. Although there is something kind of funny, and I think I pointed this out to Jack this past week.
Yeah.
That because I'm playing Midnight Suns, and the villain in Midnight Suns is Lilith, who is the
like Demon Queen or something
like that. Yeah, whatever it is. Well, she's a Midnight Suns, but she's also the main villain in Diablo 4. So I'm like, what is happening? They look completely different, and yeah, it's cool. That's fine. Whatever. You know, everybody always does the same story. Like, you know, like, oh yeah, let's do all the Norse god shit. All right, we'll do 25 games of Norse god shit, and then we're gonna move on to something else. So who knows?
How many classes do they have unlocked for you to play?
There's five or six of them that you can play.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was actually surprised. I ended up playing like the mage, like the I was like Harry Potter, pretty much. I was
like the same normal three plus a couple extras, a couple new ones.
Yeah. But I was pretty much Harry Potter. Except for all that, you can't really say that. But I'm just throwing lightning bolts, literally hitting the same button over and over and over again because I think I unlocked one other thing before I stopped playing. That's the kind of shitty thing about that game, because like before you unlock everything, literally the only button to push was B. So I was just
hitting
B. I was like, all right, well, this is good, I guess. But it's the game. I get it. That's how the game's played. But
takes
me back. Oh my god!
There's just some games that don't have to overhaul. Like you don't have to reinvent the wheel.
They didn't. Let me tell you that right now. Although you could climb up certain walls.
Hey, that's new.
Oh.
At least that's what I saw. I was like, I guess that's new. Like I've never seen that in a Diablo game. So, I mean, it's still, you know, top-down Diablo. It's fucking Diablo. It's really all about the cutscenes. Ooh, you know what? I did play another game. I know, I'm taking up all your time. I don't care. I got back into Mortal Kombat 11. And I played through the storyline just because I wanted to. I haven't played through it in a while. And I realized, again, how bad of a voice actor Ronda Rousey is.
Oh, she's so... it's such a try-hardy performance.
It's so bad. It's so bad. It she's actually worse than... What's the chick's name in Aquaman?
Amber Heard.
She's actually worse than Amber Heard. And that's pretty fucking bad, if you ask me. Because I was just like, wow, this is fucking awful. Oh, it's so bad. Anyway. All right, Mike, what about you? What have you been playing?
Oh, in the spirit of games that don't change the more they re-release them, I've been playing the Resident Evil 4 remake.
Are you going to say Skyrim?
Don't tempt me. I would almost want to start a new Skyrim game. So the Resi 4 remake, it's pretty cool.
Did you say Resi 4?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's internet lingo. I'm trying to do it.
Yeah, all right.
Well, say RE4.
Yeah. Like CSGO, but RE4. Yeah.
It's a lingo that slipped into my lexicon, mostly thanks to British retro gamers. So
those bastards.
Friends across the pond over that. It's like I started saying SNES instead of SNES
we've said that. That's fair. I guess.
The Resi 4 remake. I said it again. It's a pretty solid game. I like it. Put Resident Evil games on this RE engine is awesome. I don't think they need to remake every game like this, but the Resident Evil 2 remake is probably one of the best games I played 2 years ago. To the point that it almost renders the original one a touch obsolete. Now, I do love speedrunning the original, but So with Resident Evil 4, the game is a little bit darker. They went for a darker tone, and there are some key changes. One of the key changes in this game, if you remember in the old one, Leon couldn't shoot while moving. So you would always shoot. Yeah, so you'd have to sit still and become a Leon turret and fire at things. In this one, you can move a little bit while firing around, and that really changes the combat. I love that. I also love that they brought in crafting. So you can still buy things and like organize it the way that you would your old case, but you can now craft ammunition and everything, and that makes the gameplay easier. Easier in like a subjective sense, because I turned this game up to the hardest difficulty and I am getting my ass killed.
Okay. Good. Good.
Thumbs up for this
game. That's all I can say to that. Good. Good.
I deserve it. I asked
yes,
for it.
Well, I mean, if you're going to play it on that level, you deserve it. So.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all about getting better at what
sure.
to do.
Sure.
Capcom, awesome game. Please don't remake Resident Evil 5. Can we just get like other games that I feel like they've tapped themselves out now with Resident Evil remakes. They've like remade the best game in the series. 4 didn't even really need a remake, but it was cool that they made some tweaks with what they did with the new game here. Other than that, let's see. I have been playing Shantae Half Genie Hero.
Cool, that's a fun game.
Yeah,
actually, our old friend James got me into that because he's like a huge fan of that.
Yeah, I almost bought one of his like collection boxes off of when he was like culling his collection. Almost did it. Shantae is one of those like action platformers that kind of renders Mega Man a little bit obsolete. Because I feel like she does what the Mega Man games do, except better. And I have my copy on the Wii U, so I went to the eShop before it closed down last night and bought the remaining DLC for it, so that I could have it complete. And then I started a new game in it. And this one, a little bit different from previous Shantae games, which had like a little bit of an open world feel. This one's a little more like linear, but you can kind of like replay worlds because you'll need to like grab items, and use them to unlock other things on your map going forward. So I think this one's pretty. I think this one's better than which one? So one that came before that. I think it was The Pirate's Curse. The Pirate's Curse.
I think it's the only one I've ever played, to be honest. So Jack, you've never heard of it? You've never played any Shantae games?
No.
I think you'd dig it. You'd probably dig it. I bet you would. Seriously. You should look them up for sure.
Oh yeah, they're fun.
Game Pass.
I don't know. I don't think they are. Now that you say that. So then you probably
play it. That's a good question.
If it's not on Game Pass, I'm not playing it.
I'll put a request in with Xbox.
All right, yeah, that's you do that. Mike, what is your retro reboot of the week?
My retro reboot this week, which you can read on the Game Fix Show website between noon and 1 p.m. This week will be Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2 for the PlayStation 3.
Is that why you wear the shirt? Is that why?
A little bit. Okay. I'm beaming. This one was the follow-up to the Kojima Productions previous one, produced by Mercury Steam, the team that made the Samus Returns remake for the 3DS. And I have relatively mixed feelings about this Castlevania reboot because they kind of started the series over from like the very beginning. You're like Gabriel Belmont in the first Lords of Shadow game. And at the end of that one, spoilers, he becomes Dracula. So a Belmont is Dracula. And that didn't sit well with me years ago.
Doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Bound to happen. I mean, I feel like, you know, he keeps
he's a fucking around. Belmont,
with, I know. He keeps fucking around with those vampires one day.
He could have find out.
Yeah. Fuck around and find out, man. Like that. That's just how it's gonna go. Anyway, right. We fucked around and found out. I don't know. That was a terrible, terrible segue. But this past weekend, me and Mike actually attended the Fan Expo, and we got some cosplay to share. Jack, you'll get a kick out of a couple of these.
I probably might have seen them. I saw a lot of the ones you did. Those were the best I saw.
So good. It was, they even had speakers that said ack.
Yes. Like, as they were. I was just going to ask if they were acking or not.
It looks so cool. Oh wait, what's the name of the movie? Why is it
Mars Attacks?
Mars Attacks. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it was like right on. there was a young lady and happened to be in a wheelchair, and she made a cosplay like around the wheelchair, which was extremely creative and amazing. I believe the robot is named Dalek. Is it Dalek from
Dalek?
Yeah. Dalek from Doctor Who. I don't watch Doctor Who, but I mean, it was really creative, and I thought it was awesome. Like,
that is really cool.
Yeah, she was just having fun, and it was really cool. Although we did find this one for Verlaine, and even though me and Mike had no idea, we were trying to fucking figure out where this goddamn samurai was from. And obviously the logo on his forehead should have given it away immediately, but none of us are Magic the Gathering players. So. And it was just like, oh yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is.
Such an idiot when I pieced.
I was like, I found it. And you're like, what is it? I was like, Magic. You're like, no. Like we were like, it's gotta be some kind of RPG game or something. Like that's what we kept going with, and we just couldn't figure it out. Yeah.
Hey, in a sense.
Yeah, kind of, more or less, you know. This guy dressed up as a zombie Doctor Strange.
Nice.
That was awesome with the arms and everything.
Yeah.
Although the one picture I saw that he wasn't even posing, like, hey, can I take a picture? I just took a picture of him because he was already posing. And if anyone plays any of the Agent 43, help me, come on. Why can't I
think Hitman?
Hitman, thank you. I was like, Agent 43, like, I know his fucking name, but anyway. It just looked like he was ready to attack. Like he was just kind of blending in.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
He was just kind of blending in. And then one of the funniest things we saw, it wasn't even cosplay, but it was a Star Wars scene set up. And well, I think it kind of speaks for itself.
Dead Greedo.
Oh, poor Greedo.
Did you guys
love to be able to wheel that entire set around
with? I know. Yeah, totally. What's that, Jack?
Did you guys happen to catch Emily Swallow walking around as the armor?
No, I didn't see anything like that. What did she dress up? I didn't even see it.
Yeah, there was some point her and a bunch of Mandalorians were walking around.
Oh no,
it might have been early. We got a picture of them when we first got there.
Okay. I wasn't sure if that was an actual. There were people like I don't know, but yeah. Those are a few. There's you guys could check us. The majority of them on the Instagram, on the GameFix Instagram. You can find that link right on our website, gamefixshow.com, if you're looking for it. So there you go. Yeah. No, it was a fun weekend. It was good. I'm glad we got to go. So looking forward to the next one. Okay, let's get into some stuff here. First off, Multiverse. This is an interesting story because obviously, you know, I felt like when this game was released, they really hit the ground running. There were some cool characters. It was, you know, we all played it. It was like, okay, what's this all about? Free to play. This is going to be cool. Well, apparently Multiverse is going offline and will relaunch next year.
What? I was just talking about that game yesterday, I think, because I get an email every once in a while saying, hey, you have perks that you need to use and stuff. And I looked and I was like, I wonder if there's any new characters because I haven't played it for a minute. And sure enough, nope. Marvin the Martian was the last one. I was like, oh, well, I'm glad I'm not playing it anymore because.
Yeah, well, it turns out, yeah, like I said, they are going to pretty much put a pause on the game. So it's being pulled from digital stores on April 4th and will go offline. So in the next week, it's going to go offline.
So there's no playing it then.
Yeah, it says meaning it will become largely unplayable in June, I guess, whatever.
So you could probably do training stuff and learn, but that's
not. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably not play online. Yeah.
Right.
There's going to be some kind of relaunch. I don't know if this is a good idea. This really sounds like they're just trying to stay afloat with this game, and it just kind of is what it is. I don't know. Is there anything positive about this, Mike? Is there anything that we could look at this and be like, okay, this is something we're really looking forward to?
The only positive that I could probably
you would say that with a straight face
is that, okay, we're going to go in with an actual mission statement this time. Because it felt like that they were just relying on the intellectual properties to kind of like get the game over the finish line. But there was like a dearth of maps, not really much variety in music, very scant modes. The ranking system, they didn't even really bother addressing. So they could probably take some time and actually look at how to like balance the characters, update the patches, and like sync play. But I don't know. In this age of games being able to rehab their image, it's possible, but they lost so much steam so fast. I don't know how you like win those people back unless I don't know. Like I'm probably sitting like 50-50 with this as far as like it can be salvaged. It is good to know that they're doing more work on this than like what Game Mill Entertainment's doing with Nickelodeon All-Stars Brawl, because it felt like they just gave up on that game. So at least they're addressing that this does have problems. And I think that kind of getting it out of the public eye in a I can't even call it low key because it was a pretty forward announcement, but they're open about it at least. But
I guess that's kind of positive. Jack, what do you think about that? Is this salvageable?
I don't think so. I mean, we quit playing because you would gain gold while you're playing and you couldn't buy anything unless you actually forked over cash. Funny. Unless they're actually like, maybe we can get some more skins or more background stupid emotes and stuff like that to actually make it a little bit more worth it. Cause I mean, I'm sure that's probably why a lot of people fell off. Cause yeah, it's fun to sit there and win and beat the hell out of people, but I want to customize my stuff a little bit more.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It says to do this the right way. It says we will be closing the multiverse the multiverse open beta on June 25th. So that's the day they're going to do it. What was that shit about? You can't buy the game after April 4th. Gotcha. But they will be shutting it down on June 25th. As a part of this process, we'll be pausing updates and taking the game offline as we prepare for the launch of Multiverses, which we are targeted for early 2024. But it already came out.
We'll call it Multiverses 2.
The Reckoning or something like that.
And you notice how they like stuck the open beta back into the back end of the dialogue for the game. I thought the game was released. We're still playing the beta.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of games are still beta, you know, and they will forever be beta. So I guess I can't really hate on that. That's fine because like, which means that they are constantly updating it. And in this case, they're just updating it without us seeing.
It's sense. It's like Fortnite because it was technically in beta for a while, and it still is, isn't it?
Yeah, I think
or is
so.
It finally launch.
Well, because it's never. It's like in beta because it's they change it all the time, so you can't say that it's like a finished game because they keep updating it, but they update it to like completely different game. So I mean, they just in Fortnite you just mentioned, you know, they just released like a couple of different game modes. So, like, I mean, it really changes the game entirely, you know, from being just, you know, last one standing to this. So,
yeah. Like Star Citizen still.
Star Citizen still in beta. Yep. Yep. And they make thousands, millions of dollars a year. Yeah. So, why even, like, put it out?
$50 to buy a new ship. Jeez.
50. You're lucky to pay 50 for that fucking game. Those ships are like $10,000, like real fucking dollars. Like, it's stupid. I'm like, what the hell are they doing? But okay, that's fine. All right. So then let's go from that to the Suicide Squad. I'm just going to go right into this Suicide Squad. It looks like there's another delay, man. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. This game, if I could give you and show you all the red flags in this game. Well, here's another one. It could be delayed to 2024. Now, here's the deal. When I hear that it's going to be delayed in 2024, I feel better about that. But when a company says that it could be delayed,
yeah.
Like, what am I missing here? What do you mean it could be? Like, what is there something you're not telling us? Is there something about this game that is broken? Because that's kind of what we're getting at here. Mike, go ahead.
I really wonder how much the Discovery acquisition of this plays into this game being being pulled back. Is this more James Gunn interfering and saying we need to rewrite this around whatever current movies that we're going to do? You're hampering the game with this. I don't think there's anything wrong with tying like your like cinema to your game as far as lore, but no, which one are you going to prioritize? Because it's probably not going to be until 2024 that we see anything from Gunn as far as DC movies go. So now this game, which was kind of supposed to be the like great send-off for Kevin Conroy as Batman, now it's in limbo. So
yeah, I mean, I'm not. I see what you're saying about the Kevin Conroy. That's not why I would buy the game. That's cool though. I'm glad they're doing that, but that's not really a game like a reason to buy the game. But at this point, there's a reason. There's plenty of reasons not to buy the game, Jack.
I think it's something to do with the continuity of the DCU. I really think that's what it's going to be. Why they're okay. Pushing it back so far? Because it was supposed to come out what, probably this summer or fall.
Something like that
originally, yeah. And then well, yeah, Gunn comes up, and then all of a sudden gets pushed back for a couple of months, and then now it's going to be next year.
Well said. We'll see if this they can't turn a turd into a chocolate pie. I mean, that's for sure. Yeah, this is it's unfortunate because it just I don't know. The game looked okay because like I remember when like the first video came out, I was like, eh, all right, see what we got here. You know, four player, let's go. You know, this should be cool. But eesh, I don't know. The more and more this is, I'm telling everyone. Buyer beware. That's all I'm gonna say about this game. Buyer beware.
It's,
unless they are delaying it to make it a free game.
Maybe. Yeah. I think it's gonna get lost and forgotten, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Because it was so popular because of the Suicide Squad, the second movie came out, and then all of a sudden the trailer came out.
It'll be awesome.
Yeah. So everyone was pumped because there's a Suicide Squad game coming out after the great movie, even though Peacemaker wasn't in it. And then now we're, what, 3 years later? And then now it's going to be pushed back another year. It's just going to get lost and forgotten.
Yeah. Yep.
If it's free, I'll play it, though.
If it's free, I'll play it. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I mean, Multiverses was free and nobody played it. So I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Like free piece don't work that way unless you give people a reason to stick around. You have to give them something, but I don't know if they have any more things to put on that hook for it other than its name.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Bocifa says superhero burnout. I don't know. That might be something. There might be something there.
Yeah, it's possible.
Is it time for vampires again? So something else.
Cowboy vampires.
What about just cowboys? I think cowboys would be the anyway.
I'd like to see more stuff like Cowboys versus Aliens. I love that movie. Make more stuff like
that.
Like, yeah, because that's the way a video game would be. Like, that'd be fun. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, all right. Now you're onto something. Or you know, I mean, Red Dead can do an update and do like a Cowboys versus Aliens.
Ooh, yeah, they already had the alien, the UFO while you're in that building come around.
So why not? I'm coming down. We'll have a big old shootout. It'll be fun.
Even though Arthur's dead, so he wouldn't be in it.
That's true. Yeah. Come on, don't rub it in. Jeez, oh man.
Spoilers.
It's a pre-game or whatever, prequel anyway. So
well, that's true. So he's dead anyway.
He was dead before the first game. Technically. All right. If you saw at the beginning of the show, we ran a new trailer for it. Counter-Strike 2 confirmed by Valve. And it's coming for free this summer. Pretty cool. That's awesome. I'll play it once and never play it again.
I'll try it. It'll be like Call of Duty pretty much. Yeah. I'll be like, yeah, okay. I died a million times. Didn't even get to see anybody to shoot at. And that's it. Delete.
That's probably it. That game was only for like the hardcores, man, and just not for me.
Yeah, but the two times I started playing Counter Strike, everyone that played it was like an expert at it and went, okay, I'm out.
Yeah, right.
That's exactly it. Yeah. Yep. It looks gorgeous. It looks awesome.
Yeah, sure.
But
I mean, yeah. All right. You know,
I'll just walk around in a map by myself and enjoy the scenery, I guess.
I'll just yeah, that'll be better anyway. I'll play a couch co-op game, and it's just me in there running around.
What'd you do this weekend? I played CS:GO or CS:GO 2. Yeah, it's great.
Got no kills, but I didn't die once, so that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah. Just sit in the corner of the map until the timer runs out.
It's like your favorite team. You know, it's you know, they don't play tonight, so they're not going to lose. So. At least you got that going for you. Yeah, okay, cool. Yay, Counter-Strike 2. But at least it's free. Again, that's what is good. You have to make some of these games free, especially a game like that. But...
I only see it taking more players away from Valorant.
Well, oh my god, there's still people playing that game. I don't think they're going to take anybody from that game because there's no one playing it to begin with.
All 26 of them.
Yeah, seriously. well, we got a little a little nugget. It looks like September we'll be getting a Spider-Man 2. September, Marvel's Spider-Man 2 on the PlayStation 5. Yeah, this is exciting. We knew it was coming out this year. We just didn't know when. But we did get a little bit of a, I guess you can call it a spoiler. I mean, he just pretty much said anyway. Yeah. But yeah, we were thinking in December it was going to happen. Because we were thinking it was going to be a Christmas release, but no. It looks like this is happening a little earlier. We're going to get by September, and I couldn't be any more happy. And I still haven't heard that there's a delay in this game. You know why? Because they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Come on, they're doing the new voice chat technology with the NPCs.
Yeah, but that we didn't even learn about. Oh, yeah, Jack wasn't here last week. I had a bone to pick with
an interview. It's so cryptic and weird.
Oh my god! It was okay. So in a nutshell, if you listened last week, you know what I'm talking about. But Jack doesn't know. It was somebody from Ubisoft, was it? Or what is the
Insomniac?
Ubisoft, yeah, Insomniac, and they were interviewing like the developers, and the developer just out of nowhere said, "Yeah, we're going to implement the new, I don't know, some kind of new thing that where you can speak to like the storyline differently." I don't know. He explained it different, and the guy
like a BioWare type thing or something.
I don't know, just a new way to do it, and the guy was just like, "Oh, yeah, that's cool." So let's talk about your Twitter or something. And I was like, what the fuck? Just handed you the biggest fucking nugget, the whole entire boring hour and a half interview. And
he wants to talk about Twitter.
Yeah. He just fucking glossed over it. Like it was like nothing. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I'll reiterate. If anyone out there is longing maybe to be an interviewer, you know, like to interview different people, maybe, your own podcast, maybe whatever. The number one rule of interviewing somebody is, well, A, prep. So make sure you have questions. But the next one would be to listen to the answers.
Yeah, because, really. Don't get an answer and then ask another question right away.
Yeah, like you might, because from that answer could stem one of the most biggest drop who bombs, you know. But yeah, anyway. It just pisses me off because people like that have jobs.
Yeah, really.
Anyway,
and like the only update that I heard is that Wolverine might have it too, but they still didn't explain what this technology is
because no one fucking asked. Mike, nobody asked. No one was like, "Well, what is this? Can you explain what this is?" No one has even fucking asked it because they haven't even heard it. They're like, "Oh, well, let's just write an article. Apparently, there's something new. Well, we don't know what it is." Like that's not an article.
It's like at that point you're not reporting on anything.
Yeah, you got nothing. Anyway. Yeah, so Spider-Man 2 releasing in September. I'm hoping it's two players.
That'd be kind of Miles in there? That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
Sweet.
That would be kind of good. I doubt it. It'd be like a Sonic and Tails type thing from Sonic 2.
Yeah.
Spider-Gwen. Miles falls off the building and you just come back and
Yeah, where you just hope Tails dies. And, oh, he died. Okay, good. We're good for a little bit. You know,
all crappy's back.
That shit. He only helps sometimes. You know, you'll get that one ring. You'll get that one ring that you couldn't get, and you're like, yeah, good job.
Yeah.
Here's something that we never thought we would ever see. Apparently, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle graphic novel, The Last Ronin, is going to become a video game. Yes. And they're saying it's going to be a action RPG, kind of like God of War. Mm. I'm listening.
Yes, definitely.
I'm down for that. If there was any, and it's the minorest of nitpicks that I've had with TMNT games over the years, they've all just kind of been beat-em-ups. So this is the first time that they're going to try to do something a little bit more substantial with it. That has potential.
Yes.
It's easy because there's only one turtle. So you can only focus on the one. You don't have to worry about
being multiplayer. Which turtle is he, Jack?
Michelangelo.
Oh, you just ruined it for everyone.
I know.
It's ruined it. Everyone's pissed off. I just want to make you.
It blew my mind with that revelation yesterday. He caught me off guard.
Yeah, like he didn't know. I was like, you know, it's Mikey, right? And you're like, what? I'm like, yeah,
it's Mikey. Yeah, you think it's Leo, but no, it's not.
Actually, originally I thought it was Raph. I was like, yeah, it's totally Raph. It makes totally sense, but no. It's just
the youngest. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's fair. He's got to. He had to grow up. Mm-hmm. By seeing his three brothers die.
Such is life.
So here's a story that'll just kind of make you laugh. So a 1996 Super Mario 64 manga suggests that 1-Up mushrooms grow from the bodies of dead Marios, perpetuating the cycle of life and death. Do you know that? And here's the picture to prove it. Oh,
that's horrible. Oh, my God.
The body snatchers right there.
Yeah. So, do you believe it?
I'd like to. Like, the Mario series needs something like a little bit twisted with its lore, and I think that'd be perfect for it.
Yeah.
Well,
they got Star-Lord to voice them, so.
And the Goombas are taken over by Cordyceps.
Yes,
or something. The turtles aren't really that mean.
Well, it's funny because if you know Italian, you know what Goomba means.
That's a slur, isn't it?
No, it's friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, friend or buddy. Huh. And they're not. So it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense at all. Yeah. No.
There. Learn something every day. There you have it. Yeah. So just in case you didn't see it, there it is again. Okay.
God, it's horrifying.
It's so terrible. So terrible. Let's stick with some terrible. And Mike, actually, you wrote an article about it. I get the gist of it. There is a company called Lush, and they are selling Super Mario products now. Super Mario soap to kind of coincide with the release of the new movie. So Mario blood, right? That's not that one.
Let's say gel douche.
Well, it's French. Soap in French, you know. It's just gel douche. So there you go. It's the scent of Mario's gel douche is cola. So if you mushrooms. Ever thought, I wonder what Mario smells like, he smells like cola. And not like dirty toilets.
Not exactly the scent I'd expect from a plumber.
But Luigi, as you can imagine, is a green, you know, soap. His smells like
apples.
Oh, you nailed it. Good. Yeah.
What else could have been?
Yeah. And then there's peach spray. So Princess Peach spray. I don't know what that smells like though.
It's weird. She gets a spray. I think pineapple. The other guys get a bottle.
Yeah, well, it's the girl thing. And that's a girl thing. Or we could just go with a coin soap.
Cool.
Which are actually pretty cool as far as like a decorative thing. I think that would be cool. But
yeah. I would have that, those like the shells next to my toilet.
The three shells.
There's three coins sitting there.
Explain the three coins to me. I don't know how to use it.
You can't handle it.
Can you handle this though?
Nightmare fuel.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That just that mushroom growing right out of Mario's back. Yeah. who would have thought? You know. Anyway. All right. Yeah. So. Oh wait, I don't want to talk about that. No. I'm terrible. Oh yeah, okay. This is where I wanted to go. This is where I wanted to go. No, I'm done with Mario. Mario can suck it. I don't know. I just said. EA, Electronic Arts, if you will, they are pulling Battlefield Bad Company and Battlefield 1943 from their stores starting April 28th. So if you, for some reason, don't have it and we're like, man, I've been thinking about buying those games, you better do it before April 28th.
Bad Company is like 15 years old.
Yeah, like who doesn't have those games yet at this point?
I mean, Mike, I don't, but I don't care to buy them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah,
it's probably just their way to kind of like come over and play like 2042, which is actually better now. It's actually better than it was at launch. But like Battlefield feels like so stuck within its own like nostalgic shadow. It's kind of like how WWE was like 8 years ago. It's like they had to keep reminding you of like the old games. Like, oh, can they make another Bad Company? I mean, they don't need it.
No, they don't.
And like 1943, I mean, it was good, but it was just more Battlefield. So
yeah,
I don't really think it's a major loss. I think it's everyone that already has their pitchforks and torches in the air over EA is just going to go, see, this is why they're a bad company. Nothing lasts forever.
Nothing lasts forever. You're right. That's
maybe they're really like, they look at their income statement. They're like, well, I think with as much money as we made from these, I think everybody has it. So we'll just take it from the store so that no one can buy it anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Like they just go away. Like the Wii U eShop. Like everyone's angry at that. Give it 2 weeks. No one's going to care anymore.
Saving a little bandwidth.
Saving the bandwidth. That's it.
Exactly.
I mean, what else would it be, right?
Just the Electronic Arts. Oh yeah, we're going to get rid of Mirror's Edge Catalyst. Everyone's going to go, woo! Like you hate
it. Terrible game. Oh my god, what an awful game. The first game though was fucking sweet.
Oh, the first game ruled. I
so good.
The second one, I played it for a week, and I god.
I was like, it's missing something. Something's not right. Oh yeah, it's not the first game.
Like just lost potential there. That could have been an awesome series. And then like Dying Light came and it pretty much did what Mirror's Edge did better.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, yeah, no, you're right. I mean, you know, all the sliding and the jumping and the, you know, to slide to the jump and to the, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God, too bad. It's such potential. It's such potential. Hey, I just want to let you know there's some potential for this Activision Blizzard deal. The CMA has softened concerns over the Microsoft Activision Blizzard deal. It says the UK competition and market authority, the CMA, has provisionally concluded that Microsoft's proposed Activision Blizzard deal will not result in a substantial lessening of competition in console gaming services because the cost to Microsoft of withholding Call of Duty from PlayStation would outweigh any gains from taking such action. The CMA still has concerns around the cloud gaming market, but a key issue over Call of Duty has now been addressed. So, all I'm saying is, Sony, calm the fuck down.
Maybe they could finally just Jim Ryan's just back into a corner with like a briefcase and a gun, and he's like, yeah. No, they're definitely going to take it over. I can tell you that they're going to take it.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do.
They're going to make it suck for PlayStation.
I know. There's like, really, they can't do that because it's all in the same network. Like, you can't fucking do that. Like, that's why I was like, why would they even say that? Like, that, oh, my God. Dump, so stupid. They're just, whatever. Although, Microsoft did give Sony a little zinger, and I love it. I love it. They said, Microsoft says that 10 years is plenty of time for Sony to make their own Call of Duty.
Yeah. They walked into that.
I love it. Stick it to them, because in 10 years, it's not going to be on PlayStation. That should tell you everything you need to know. Yep. They're like ready for that. They're like, you know what? Fuck them. You know, we'll give them 10 years, but they got 10 years. They can make their own game. It's fine.
Didn't they have their own game, their own shooter back in PlayStation 3 or something like that? I can't remember what it was called. I knew it last time I was on the show.
Killzone, Resistance.
Killzone. That's it. Yeah. I never played it.
They have 10 years to make a better Killzone.
What about Black? Black. That was a good one.
Black was potential.
Yeah.
I didn't play that one until years later. Because I think around the time Black was out, like I was playing Red Faction 2. Like Red Faction 2 was kind of like my go to.
Sure.
That was a good game. Yeah, like Killzone, like Sony, they pretty much like went away from it because it didn't dethrone Halo, because of course it wasn't.
Oh yeah.
But if your game has a dedicated player base, just continue. That's one of my biggest issues with Sony. It's like, if they're not dominating the market in something, they just kind of like yank support for it. All Stars Battle Royale. Why couldn't it be a franchise?
Like, so good.
People love that game, and it was like, it's not dethroning Smash Brothers, because of course it isn't. But
maybe what it was is they've taken a 10-year break, and they're going to re-release it. Maybe that's the whole idea. Maybe that's what they're planning on doing.
Awesome business model.
fucking 10 years later, they're like, we're gonna re-release it. What the hell? Same
take
game
it down for a little while.
I was like, decade later, Phil Spencer is going to be like, well, it's not fair that PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale can't come back.
I know. Well, they would have to add. Let's see. Since the game is released, they'd have to add Aloy. They'd have to add Spider-Man. Right? Spider-Man Joel would have to. Joel and Ellie. I don't know about that, but okay, that's fine. Maybe Joel. Maybe just Joel. Yeah, but Ellie would be like the, you know, he'd call her out to yell about
Joel something. With his head smashed in.
spoiler. Anyway,
whoopsie.
Yeah. What else? I'm trying to think now. What other exclusive PlayStation games have come out?
Knack. I mean, nobody likes Knack.
No one gives a shit. Oh yeah, but Knack would probably be so stupid. Knack. Although I'll tell you, I did play through the first game because that was a day one release for the PlayStation 4, and it wasn't bad. It was fine. Whatever. It was just as exciting as the PlayStation 3 day one release of Heavenly Blade, which is fine.
Like not really blowing like anyone's socks off, but it was decent.
It was fine. It was good. What was Xbox? Was it Rise? Yeah, Rise was the Xbox.
Yeah.
Which
is cool. That's a cool game.
That game's still fun.
Oh yeah, dude, I'll play the game right now. The game's awesome. Yes.
They could add the Norman Reedus guy from
or the baby.
Death Stranding, yeah.
That goddamn baby.
It's rolling around in the jar.
Yeah, so weird, man. It's still weird. Dude, I played through that entire game. I played through that entire storyline, and I still don't understand what's going on.
Well, I almost think you weren't supposed to.
So dumb. So dumb. Anyway. I was reading the old... comments that from our viewers here. I was like, what are they talking about? Oh, okay, I gotcha. That's from the last. anyway, so High on Life developer Squanch Games, they did release a little teaser. They're going to expand the free to play game, High on Life. So I'd say let's do it. You know, if you ask
let's do it.
Let's do it. that's cool. That game is actually really fucking fun and funny.
It was.
I mean, as long as you ignore the whole voiceover, you know, slipping into the DMs, you know, thing that's happening with the voice of Rick and all that. But
I wish you could like
Roland.
I wish you could turn the voice down a little bit because he does talk a little too much.
Just
a little bit overkill. Gameplay sweet though.
They won't have any trouble revoicing him because there's a lot of people that can pull that off.
You think they're gonna replace him?
Oh yeah.
Well, because just recently the charges were dropped because there wasn't enough evidence. I don't know if
I heard that they were dropped. Yeah, but then decided they're still gonna kick him to the curb, even with Rick and Morty.
Well, here this is the best part about it. Let's do it. We're done with that anyway. he actually tweeted after this was done. It's not the best look in the world, but he says, I have always known that these claims were false and I never had any doubt that this day would come. I'm thankful for that this case has been dismissed, but at the same time, I'm still deeply shaken by the horrible lies that were all reported about me during this process. Most of all, I'm disappointed that so many people were so quick to judge without knowing the facts, based solely on the word of the embittered ex trying to bypass due process and have me quote unquote canceled. That it may have succeeded, even partially, is shameful. However, now that the legal case has ended, I'm determined to move forward and focus both on creative projects and restoring my good name.
It does suck that he got kicked to the curb before anything was found out.
That's how this works.
And
come on, dude. Okay, here's the deal, dude. Because there wasn't enough evidence does not mean you're innocent.
Well, yeah, that's true.
There wasn't enough evidence. That's all that
you didn't look hard enough.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Your fucking your tweet, your victory lap, I guess that's kind of what I would call that tweet. Not the best look.
He's rushing to like you didn't see Johnny Depp like going out there and popping and locking after he won like the case.
No, because Johnny Depp was guilty just as much. He's like, I'm gonna shut my mouth because like the more I talk, the worse it's gonna be. So I'm just gonna shut up.
Right.
Just
because you're a piece of shit who was like expunged of crimes doesn't mean you're not a piece of shit.
Oh, it's still a piece of shit.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree. So yeah, there's that. Good luck to him and all of his whatevers.
Yeah. Once a piece, always a piece.
Yeah. Here's an opinion piece. Hey, you like that? Yeah. The Matrix, The Path of Neo, needs a PS5 remake. What do you guys think?
I Enter the Matrix is the game I'm thinking of. I didn't play The Path of Neo, so I don't know on that. Yeah,
The Path of Neo was sweet because I mean you were actually that game was awesome. So yeah, I don't know. I definitely play it. You know, with our Retro Ohio guys, I play it. So I mean
that game had a pretty sweet engine for its time. So
it did. It really did.
I think if you can kind of like repurpose or kind of do something like that, because like Remedy was sort of onto that with a game like Control, so it's not impossible.
I'd like a new Matrix game. I think that would be cool.
It'll bring a good taste into the mouth of the Matrix versus that last movie. It'd be like a little refreshing.
I'll tell you though, man, I've watched the movie about six times now since it's been released because I'm a Matrix nerd and I always dissect everything when it comes to the Matrix, you know. I know, only six times, you're not that much of a nerd. Whatever. I'll tell you, that movie is actually fucking great. there's so much about, if you've only seen it one time, this is probably, that's probably why you don't like it. Or probably why you didn't like it.
I was there not really so, love.
You missed so much in this movie. And it was like, it was really interesting. I honestly, the way they did it was not really what we expected, because, you know, obviously what we expected was, you know, the first three Matrix movies, like stuff like that. And we had a completely different thing. It was an upgraded version of the Matrix is really what mm-hmm. we were watching. And I don't know, man. I know this is like revisionist history now because the movie's been out, but I'm telling you right now, it's pretty solid. And I kind of want to see what would come after that. Although the both flying, it's fine. Whatever. I didn't care.
That's why it was cool how what they did with it, but there was things that I didn't like, just like the bullet time type stuff, the fighting, the cameras that would 360 spin around, just that the practical way.
So really everything that made the Matrix popular. You hate it. You literally named everything that made the Matrix popular. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, they could have done without that.
It's funny that so revolutionary for action films, and now it's like dated for like most people.
I know, yeah. Like, yeah. My dad's still like, "What are they? What's happening?" I'm like, "Never mind."
There was one thing that, because I haven't seen it yet, and I've always wanted to, because I've had like
a lady. The new one?
Hmm?
You haven't seen the new one yet?
No, I haven't. I wanted to, and it kind of got away from me, but I was always curious. So he took the pill and made things his reality, but then he's in a psych ward. That has me very curious. So I'm interested to see how that's explained. So does that mean...
But he's not in a psych ward. That's you're assuming that he's actually not in a psych ward.
Hmm. All right.
Now you got.
Is it back on HBO?
I think it is. Yeah,
I have to watch it again. I'm usually a two movie guy before I really
got it on Blu-ray. Right,
I like it.
Oh, no big deal. I got all four movies on Blu-ray. I was like, sweet.
Get that. Oh, you don't have Enter the Matrix or not Enter the Animatrix.
The anime. I have the Animatrix. Step okay. off.
It, isn't that bundled on the five? Isn't that bundled with it?
What's that? Not the one that I got. Yeah, not the one that I got.
Oh, okay.
I know. Don't be mad. Don't be mad at me. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. I didn't do it. All right. Let's go to some TV and some weird news, and then we'll get to some Mandalorian. Episode 2 and 3. Right? Is that where we're at? 2 and 3. Because we didn't talk about the one last week.
Yeah, I believe so.
Right, Jack? Is that what it is? 2 and 3
should be.
It should be.
Yeah, because there's only 3. Yeah, and I wasn't here last week, so
And that's why I didn't talk about it. So I was like, I need a Star Wars guy in here. So that's not that Mike and I aren't, but we just aren't. Let's be honest here. We know what we know, but you know more than we do. So anyway,
I'm a dipstick trying to talk Star Wars.
There you go. See, I didn't want to say it, but there you have it. How about this? A live action version of the Aristocrats. Cats, excuse me, the Aristocats. The Aristocrats would be a different movie altogether, if you know that joke.
Quite anyway. Different. Yeah.
But the Aristocats is a Disney movie, but it'll be a live version directed by Questlove, the drummer from The Roots.
I didn't know he was a director.
Probably neither.
What did doesn't he do though?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. I don't know. I don't know. In other words, there's going to be lots of music in it, obviously, because the Aristocats were like a group, a singing, like, is it quartet? I don't know. Maybe there was just three of them. I don't remember.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Well, there was that cat bar where it was like it was a bit like a free flowing swinging jazz. But that movie was very like music centric and probably the best thing about it. So
yeah,
I think
With Questlove at the helm, I think he's going to do it justice. I don't know. I'd look forward to that. I'd watch that.
Hopefully, it's not going to be like a Cats 2.
Oh,
a rehashing of Cats. Maybe
let's hope it's not like Cats 1. Yeah, let's hope it's not like Cats 1.
Yeah, well, it won't be Cats 2. It'll be, yeah. Yeah, take your time and get the CG right, people.
Yes.
Just keep James Corden in a furry cat away from my brain.
Just put their face. Just put their face. The cat outfit.
Just get James Gordon away from it.
Yeah, come over. Just get away. Get away. Yeah. Yeah, because it's about time they do cats justice. I don't even know if that's a thing. All right. This past week, Shazam 2 came out. And if you guys aren't aware, it completely bombed. It was not the greatest movie in the world. I haven't seen it. Jack, did you see it?
I didn't see it because of the director's little thing crying about going to see it. I didn't see it.
Mike, have you seen it?
Nope.
Of course, none of us were all like fucking nerd, like superheroes fans. Not one of us has seen the movie. Come on. One out of three, you would think at least one. No, nope, not one. Now, here's the thing. Zachary Levi, who was just in Cleveland this past weekend, by the way, at the Fan Expo.
He was, that's right.
Yeah, and he had something to say, during the whole Shazam bombing. But it had nothing to do with Shazam. This is what he said. I absolutely love The Last of Us. I've loved it since I played the first game. Then the sequel was, dare I say, even better. I would be so stoked to be in the series. What say you, Neil Druckmann?
Kick rocks, dude.
Fucking thirsty as fuck, man.
Yeah. Like, I want to be in something successful, please.
That's really what it was. He's like, this movie sucks, so give me something that like might make money. That'd be cool. Yeah, get out of here, man. Whatever. Zachary Levi. I mean,
you take under that mask and you go down with that DC ship like a man.
I mean, right now, Rotten Tomatoes is giving it a 51%. Although the audience score is 87%.
That's about normal, though, I think.
That's about right, yeah.
One of the guys I work with is a big fan, and he said it was horrible.
Yeah.
I attribute it to, like, superhero burnout at this point. Either that or people just still see this DC phase as lame duck, so there's no reason to care.
Well, that's why Shazam is not going to make it into the next thing, because no one is going to see it. Right, Jack?
There's going to be no Shazam 3.
Yeah, it's going to be because your fault, because you're not going to go see it. Not because our movie sucks, only because you don't go see it.
You didn't want it enough.
The ego on some of these people. It's like, geez.
Serious.
And Zachary Levi just put, oh, man. Like, it's so funny, and it's a picture of him in the Shazam outfit, and he's on his cell phone.
Yeah. Blowing a bubble.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So it's like, so that's what he's tweeting. All right. Yeah.
There's like something telling when Jared Leto can take the L for Morbius with more dignity than freaking Levi here.
That movie. I don't even know what that was.
I just don't think he even realizes that it was a bad movie. Anything he touches is gold, he feels, I think.
No, he realizes it's bad.
Does he?
That's why he tweeted. That's why it's Morbin time. Yeah. Morbin time.
God.
Oh, well, there you go. We got one. Corrupted Cloudy says, I enjoyed the movie. Lucy Liu was very odd acting, is my only complaint. Lucy Liu is not that the greatest actor in the world. Let's be honest here. No. I mean, Kill Bill. Awesome. Fine, but she didn't really do much, you know. She
Charlie's Angels,
shit. Yeah,
X versus just
eye candy movie,
kind of though.
Oh wait, if you squint.
No. If you did it today, you would have to squint pretty hard. Anyway, that's mean, Jack. That's mean. All right. Liv Tyler returning to the MCU. For Captain America 4 to reprise her role as scientist in Bruce Banner's love interest of Dr. Betty Ross. Interesting.
So now is the Ang Lee movie canon?
I mean, it always was, wasn't it?
I
no.
I
I don't think so. I think they took
Ross,
away.
Ross was in every movie, and he's only being replaced because he died, and he's being replaced by Harrison Ford. But
yeah, so that's an interesting sandwich that these Hulk movies have become. So, Edward Norton,
she's like, you look a little different.
Yeah, it's like bits of Edward Norton's Hulk was used for Mark Ruffalo's Hulk's backstory, and now we're bringing in the love interest from the Fox movie into the MCU.
Yeah, in a nutshell, that's exactly what we're doing.
It's like that Quicksilver thing when Evan Peters showed up. It's like,
oh. It made no sense. That was actually, you know what? Now that you brought that up, that's a good point. That was probably the lowest fucking like thing that they could do to the fans, because like we all knew that he was Quicksilver in the other movies and everything, and now like they put him in there. He's like, no, he's just a random guy. He's just an actor. Yeah. I'm like, what? Why would they even do that?
All right. I thought, okay, they're going to bring Quicksilver, and it's like, no, just a dude, and yeah, that almost tanked the show for me. Like,
yeah. Along with the news, have you seen the photo that they posted on Facebook of her?
Is this the one you just sent me?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
She looks
really.
Go ahead. She looks what?
Plastic.
Okay.
It's like so such a photoshopped photo.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
Well, so I mean, bad. Yeah,
a little older, from all of the Aerosmith music videos. You know, she doesn't look like it's a little Photoshop job, but
oh my
little
God, bit. That's uncanny. I'll tell you that.
I don't even care.
Almost doesn't even look like her.
Yeah. Liv Tyler's hot. She can do whatever she wants.
I don't know how I feel about her coming back, because I kind of like the Betsy Ross from the Ed Norton one version.
Betty Ross?
Is it Betty? Yeah, it is Betty, not Betsy. Yeah, Betsy made the flag.
I like the one that made the flag better.
She's hot.
She's totally hot. Something like that. Yeah, I don't know. Fine. Whatever. I mean, I think it's good, though, because it does give validity to that Hulk movie, finally. And not just because of Ross, not just because of the general, you know what I mean? So I guess that's cool. You know, that's fine. Although like Edward Norton and her, they had like really good screen, like love, chemistry. You know, like good chemistry.
Right.
Will she have the same thing with Mark Ruffalo? He's kind of a nerd. He's not really the same character.
Ruffalo's too gawky for me.
And wasn't he in love with Black Widow?
I know she's dead. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
He's got to get over it.
So he calls his ex. So he
calls. Your ex silver medal.
He's so sad.
He's so fucking Hulk. He's like, hey, she's dead. You got to really come over.
Yeah.
Your father got a. You know, facial. He now looks like Indiana Jones. I mean, like everything around her has changed. Think about that. Her father, not the same person. Her boyfriend, not the same person.
Yeah,
she's coming back.
Oh my God! What did the snap do to everybody?
Well, you know what? Now that I think about it, they did give validity though a little bit to what's his name who played the Abomination. So when they brought him back,
Roth.
Roth. Yeah. So when they bought him back, I guess they kind of gave a little validity to that. But
yeah,
that's maybe true. She'll come cross over from the multiverse somehow, though. Maybe that's how they'll connect it.
Okay, can we talk about Deadpool 3 rumors? What rumors? I don't. The rumors are that Wolverine is going to be in it. Is there something else? Supposedly he uses Cable's time travel device and is fighting the TVA.
I don't know, the couple of trailers I've seen, he's jumping around in like all the old X-Men Wolverine movies, so it's like they're doing the Days of
Future. He kind of did that already.
Just
cleaning the timeline. I'm just cleaning the timeline.
What do they call it? Purging or pruning? Yeah. Pruning the timeline. Pruning.
In this case, it'd be pruning. I don't know. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever. Deadpool's the only one that can do it. But what else?
Yeah. Like the only other character that can vaguely get away with that is probably Moon Knight, but I think Moon Knight's a little more serious than Deadpool.
I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. I wonder what they're going to do with that, because that ending scene with Moon Knight was like, okay, what are they going to do next? And surprisingly, nothing.
Or it's not been almost 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't Man, has. Yeah. Damn.
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? But all right, let's get to it. Fandalorian. If you haven't seen episode 2, where this is what we'll talk about first, and then we'll get to episode 3. So 2, probably one of the most boring fucking episodes I've ever seen, except for the first 10 minutes.
Well, the last 10 minutes right? too.
What was the last 10 minutes of that?
When they jumped in the water.
Who?
Bo and Din.
Oh, that's right. That was the end of that one. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
They jump into hyperspace, then all of a sudden take a nap, and then they come out of hyperspace, and then, they land and go and take a bath.
Take a bath. Something like that. okay, well, let's talk about the scientist. Like, he was in the first season, right? Like, that's the last time we saw him.
He was a little bit in the second season, too, because he was on a ship that they ended up taking over.
Okay.
And that's how they got him. The Republic.
Gotcha. And obviously they're doing like some kind of reclamation thing to kind of get them back on their feet. And, so they can work for the good guys or be slaves for the good guys is really what I'm getting.
That's what it looks more like. Yeah.
Although the thing that I really got out of this is that who's the chick that helped him steal all the stuff? Not her real name, like her.
That's her character's name. Is
not the character?
Her real name's like Katie O'Brien or something like that.
Well, I'm telling you right now. Apart from her playing a major role in being a snitch, I guess whatever. She's also going to play Abby in season 2. Of The Last of Us. You could fucking mark that down.
I was going to say, is that confirmed?
No, it is not confirmed.
Perfect casting for her.
It is not confirmed, but I'm telling you right now, she will play Abby.
Okay, she better.
So, she's got the look for it. Like,
She's got the arms, you name it. So I'm like, shit, man. Like, that's her role. Give it to her. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. I thought the scene with them, doing the heist was pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. Them kind of like, no ticket. I don't know. It had like Indiana Jones vibes to it. So then they just jump off this fast moving train and they time it up perfectly, of course.
Yeah.
And they just like, tumble, we're good. We just landed on these, whatever this tarp thing is. And then they, of course, go into, what's the big ship called, Jack? You would know.
The Star Destroyer.
Star Destroyer, yeah. I was like, I don't know what these names are. And, they kind of looked around, and obviously they got caught, but it wasn't that they got caught. It was that he got set up, more or less. So, and then they bring him back to the thing, and he's about to get his brain kind of scrambled by, some kind of electricity healing or whatever, and she turns up the volume, so he's going to be a vegetable now? So he's kind of out, I guess.
Pretty much.
Like, why wouldn't they want what he has?
Like, that whole episode, I was kind of lost. And a lot of people were talking about it correlating with one of the episodes of The Bad Batch. And I've watched that whole series, and I'm all caught up. And I'm not sure if it really connects, because there's kind of something going on that the Empire's doing to the clones, but it's not the same thing. It's just a strap on their head and then they shove a needle in their neck. But I don't know if it's maybe just like a dumbed down version. They haven't gotten that far in it yet, but I don't know if they're trying to erase his memory or what they're doing. So
I guess we'll find out further for that. But first the first 10 minutes of the ships and them trying to get away from the Empire was actually pretty sweet.
Yeah, it was.
That was That was pretty intense. I actually went back and watched that whole scene again, just because it was, I was like, okay, that was cool. I'm into that. And it just really shows how good, Mando is, you know, how good, Din Djarin, or whatever his name is.
Din Djarin.
I'm never going to get these fucking Bo-Katan.
Yeah.
Bo-Katan.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Which I always said is like Bo-Katan. I just said it that way.
As one word.
Yeah.
It's probably easier to remember it like that one anyway. But anyway, yeah. I thought the episode was fine. This is boring. Yeah, all right. That's fine.
Whatever. After I watched it the second time, it was a little bit more.
It was better.
It seemed a little bit better. The whole the doctor and the snitch chick, I was back and forth so many times trying to figure her out because.
Yeah.
I didn't know if she was like a spy or if she was being a snitch or if she was falling for him because they got a little bit of kind of
I thought something was there. Yeah,
she played him like a fiddle though. That dumb.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
Like that episode was like it was like 48 minutes for a bait and switch, which I guess was good for drama in the end. It really makes his character look up. I don't want to say completely like a goof because they played him exactly the way you would. You cater to somebody's ideals and you use them. So like it was pretty clever there.
Made here's her some crackers.
Shit.
Here's or whatever they are, those yellow crackers. Yeah, that's
they brought a meme into the show that join the dark side, join the empire. We have cookies.
Is that the thing? Is that like a? Yeah. I didn't even know that was a thing. Okay. All right. Okay.
And sure enough, they do.
They have cookies. Yeah. Okay. Oh. So then, go ahead.
So the first episode, there was a part that took you out of it when the statue fell, and he was like, "Oh, that's using your head." This episode, this episode had another one of those things, and it was when the doctor was getting hooked up to the machine. And old Fish Face was standing there, you know, talking to him, saying, "No, you're going to be fine." And he looks at him and he says, "No, it's a trap.
It's a trap." Yes, I knew it. Yes.
And I was like, "No, no."
Yeah. He's like, I was sitting there watching it with my wife, right? And I was my wife, you know, and I was like, I just started laughing because like I knew the reference, you know. And she's like, "What was so funny about that?" I was like, "I'll show you later." And then I showed the actual video. "It's a trap," you know. And she's like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "So I guess it's kind of paying homage to that, but like, why? What is the point?"
Yeah, there's no point to it. No, I don't know why that's always been so funny too. It's why it turned into a meme.
It's a trap. All right, so now we fast forward. Mando jumps into the river of bliss, the living water. Yeah. I had to think about what it was called. Living bliss. I don't know where I got that. Anyway, and not only did he not swim, but he sank like a fucking rock. Like, I mean, it was
that Beskar, man. That shit's heavy. I know. It's gotta be.
But, here's what I didn't understand. Okay, like he took off all his shit, right? Like before he got in there, he took off his pack, you know, his jet pack. He, you know, put his weapons down. He did all his shit, and then when he jumped in, he just sank. Like, what was his idea? Was he just going to like paddle his way out?
Because, I think like, that was what? It. He was just going to go in and kind of wade and maybe baptize himself.
Did he not realize? Yeah, I think he just didn't realize that the water was that deep. Right,
it had to have been, yeah.
And then that's when Bo-Katan jumped in, and sure enough, the jetpack works underwater. So like, why didn't you just have it on? Why did you have to take it off? You obviously didn't have to take it off, but whatever, that's fine.
Just strip down more.
But I think one of the I think one of the coolest things about it is not only was he redeemed, but so was she. And at that point, she didn't have a place to live because that. Castle that she lived at all by herself, right? Like,
I got a big ass chair.
Yeah, like that's all you do. Is it's all you, all right. That's fine. You know, like there's nobody around. Like this is where you want to live. Okay, that's fine. But now all of a sudden, like she's got respect again, and And she's obviously like kind of like one of the better, you know, one of the more like experienced, one of the more what's the word I'm looking for?
Seasoned.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah, that works.
Like, so it was like, it's kind of interesting, you know, like they kind of like, but man, they're so dumb. I think the fucking Mandalorian religion is so stupid. Like it's the dumbest thing ever. Why is there somebody called the Armorer, the leader? It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know. Maybe
there with the way the third episode ended,
I'm verklempt. Discuss.
I feel like she's actually not. She's maybe a higher rank person than she's leading on, just because the way she was talking to Bo. Because Bo's like, "Oh, I think I saw a mythosaur." She's like, "Oh, okay. No, I'm serious. Yeah, that's good." It's just like trying not to get too much information, because she, I don't know, maybe she knows more. I think.
Oh yeah,
I have a feeling that there's going to be a big surprise in that.
Yeah, we're probably going to learn that she was either like royalty. I don't know what the Mandalorians would consider royalty, but she's probably like up there, and her family was either probably disgraced, usurped, or assassinated.
Sister that ran Mandalore ended up getting killed because Obi-Wan was kind of sweet on her, and she got killed. So then Bo was kind of all by herself, and then she was part of the Dark Watch, and then she kind of got exiled from that when they were taking back Mandalore. It's a whole thing.
And this is why
might be old.
And this is why we waited for you to be on the show. We started talking about Star Wars. so thank you for that.
With her getting her redemption back, it's kind of cool because she's kind of getting a place and actually seeing that her religion is actually something real, I guess.
Yeah.
And especially seeing the mythosaur too, it's kind of like, damn.
The only thing that I was like, what? Is like, instead of killing these dragons that obviously fucking kill humans or kill, you know, humanoids. I don't know if they're called humans in Star Wars land. Who knows? But anyway. Instead of killing the three children or whatever, they bring them back to train them. What do we
think? Yeah.
That, I think, has to do with because of some of the marks on the Mandalorian's helmets, it looks like three hash marks. That's the symbol for that beast, I guess. So it
really,
yeah. So it'd almost be like Mando finding the Mudhorn and riding him around or something like that.
Gotcha.
It's got significance to them. Okay. I just found that out. I had no idea. I just found that out.
Eventually, are they going to become Mandalorians and they're going to wear like?
God, I hope not.
Giant fucking helmets. Sweet. That'd be awesome.
Or they're oh yeah, you're equal with us, and it turns out they're just going to be trained to be mounts.
Yeah. And what's you know, you already have chainmail, but Grogu, let's make you a disc.
Let's make you a frisbee to wear on your chest.
it was like Batman, you know, like when he put the thing in his coat, and when he got shot, it hit that thing like that was going to protect him.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I get it. Beskar steel can, you know, you could probably be protected by most things, even a lightsaber, but like, it's only a disc. It doesn't wrap around him or anything like that. Like, so what if they shot you in the face? That's all I'm saying.
Nobody shoots people in the face in Star Wars. Nobody does. Never.
What if they shot you in the face? So that's dumb. That was a Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. What if they shot me in the face? Well, that was a risk we were willing to take. What? Anyway. Yeah. Fine. I don't know. I want to see Grogu wear a Mandalorian helmet, but have his ears out, like. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's got to be like holes his ears stick through, or else it's just not going to work.
You know what I want to see?
I'm a Mandalorian. Is that what's happening here?
it looks like it. This I guess they had to give Grogu an arc, and this is the arc they chose.
He could have been a fucking Jedi. Oh, that fuck that.
Like, it's already established the Mandalorians are. So
yeah, but I think what happened is they were like, well, we can't take Grogu out of this. Like, he's half the reason they watch. I mean, the other half would be Pedro Pascal, but we don't see his face. So that's not why people, you know, they don't tune in for him, just because they don't even see him. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, and I don't know, the weird thing where they're eating and they're all going to their own place so they could take their helmet off. Fucking stupid, man. Like, you're around. See, what they should do is saying, like, if you're around your own, if you're around other Mandalorians, you should be able to take your helmet off around them.
Yeah.
But that's it. Yeah. I don't know. It's so weird.
Or there should be like a statute of limitations for like helmet offing or.
Yeah, well, apparently not. No, you have to jump into these living waters.
In the living waters, it's the only way. Well, it was like, last season Mando was eating and you could see him lifting his helmet up and shoving stuff up underneath.
Yeah,
that's like that's what I thought they were going to do. I didn't know they were going to disperse and.
Yeah, but and then again, Bo-Katan got some mad respect because she was like heading the whole thing. So she got to sit in front of the fire.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that's it. Okay, cool. Yeah, right on. I like that. Anything else? I don't know.
Yeah, one other thing that I was actually talking to Verlaine today about the episode, and he had the same idea. Can we just make Grogu CG and just stop having the puppet walking around on the dirt and do weird flips?
It just looks like someone throwing a toy around.
Yeah, it does.
It's fine. That shit doesn't bother me. I don't know.
Here's my Grogu.
Is that Jim Henson underneath him? Like, who is that?
Because like when the kid shoots the darts at him and he does his like Jedi leap, it just looks like somebody like pulled like a latch and he flies into the air. They may as well have added like a Sonic the Hedgehog boing.
Stupid. I knew it was so stupid that whole dart match that they had or whatever. I was just like, well, he's obviously going to win. That would be so stupid if he lost. Like, what was the point of that? But then it was just like, oh, and then this kid gets attacked, right? And like Grogu's like, whatever.
I thought he was going to go with them.
He's like, that guy doesn't mean anything. Grogu's like, that kid's a douchebag. Fuck that kid.
I kicked his ass just now. Loser.
So, but he's like totally cheating, right? Because it's like, yeah, he's too little to fight, and you're like, oh, maybe it's your lesson or something like that, and like, I don't know, it's so stupid.
But there's such an easier way to kind of like do this. So because of Grogu's Grogu's size, just make his force powers that much more potent. So that way you can kind of get around the limitations of making this puppet like super agile, because the more agile based stuff that he does, the funnier it's gonna look.
Yeah, I mean, he was taught that by Luke, right? So it's like the only thing he learned.
Yeah, so, Yoda didn't jump that high.
He's cheating because he has the force. What a dick. Like that, yeah, that kid didn't have anything. That kid was like, he had a helmet that he could barely see out of. That's all he had. It's like, come on. Anyway, all right. I think that'll do it, guys. You're good. Anything else you want to say about Mandalorian
Part 3? Better be better and longer. Better. Come on, go from an hour episode to 20 minutes.
Is that how much? No, it was longer than that. It was like 40 minutes.
Not that episode 3 was it?
It's like 33 minutes.
Oh, really? It was short. Okay. Yeah, whatever.
And I don't mean to prattle on for this, but now for the second time that we've dealt with the Mandalorians, they were doing a thing to try and establish themselves as characters and were attacked by another fucking stupid monster.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Yeah, it's the second time in this series that's happened.
Yeah.
This time it was dragged
somewhere else.
Happens one more time and committing seppuku.
Yeah. Hey, come on. He would have killed that kid already. Come on.
Probably.
It was in his stomach.
Yeah, really.
Kid would have like,
where's he at? And he just pukes him up. And I was like, what?
Here he is. Like, what? That's so dumb. Anyway. All right. All right. Thank you to everyone that watched live. We do appreciate it. Thank you to everyone that downloaded the episode. We do appreciate that. That it helps us even more. Please tell a friend, tell two friends, tell three friends. I don't care. Tell as many as you want, but at least one. That's all we ask. You can go online onto our website. GameFixShow.com is where you could find all of our information, including our social medias and all of Mike's pretty, pretty, pretty articles. Right? That's what you call them. Pretty articles. as well as Gina. So, yeah. So please go check that out. And if you are so inclined and need a new podcast to listen to, the Canned Air podcast, that's the other one I'd suggest you listen to. Jack, tell them about it.
Yeah, the Canned Air podcast. We talk about retro stuff, toys, games, movies, all the stuff that made us the nerds we are today. And maybe once in a while you'll catch a voice or screen actor.
Cool. Oh, look at this guy. No big deal. Yeah. He's only like absolute friends with the
Zordon.
Zordon. That's like your best friend.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Good dude, man. What about the Pink Ranger? Why didn't she say no to the reunion? What are we going to do?
Stop saying that I was cheap about it. Yeah, I saw that today. She's crying. Me and JGF didn't want to do it.
And then later she tweets. She's like, man, that Last of Us series is so good. I wish I could be in it. Something like that. Anyway, again, thank you for watching and listening. We do appreciate it. Like I said, GameFixShow.com. And there's one thing left to say, and it's your world. Pay attention.
Oh, shit. Here we go again.
See ya.
Vaya. Con Dios.
Ho!
Adios, turd nuggets.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.